The Chiefs lost a couple of games when he wasn't at his best. Kansas City's defense was an issue. Now he goes down and he is lost for at least a couple of weeks. Can Matt Moore hold the fort?
He can if the defense plays as well as they did last night. But I don't have their schedule in front of me. I hope you guys do, if you could help me out a little bit. You're not going to get many games where you're going to play an offense as inept as Denver's is right now.
Well, they go Packers, then they go Vikings, and then they go Titans, that's their next three.
Yeah, see, that's what makes – that's going to complicate things for them in terms of how do you hold the fort, because Green Bay is playing awfully well. Did they get some help on Monday night? Yeah, we all saw that. Yes, they did. But they got it, and they're playing well right now. Minnesota, I've seen the last 2 weeks, and they seem to be getting their mojo together. And defensively, we know Minnesota is tough and difficult. Now you don't have your best player. You're going to have to go to backup quarterback. Yeah, that complicates things. And Minnesota is also pushing the ball on offense, and you know Aaron Rodgers. So this is where, you know, if Kansas City, I'll just be frank about it. If somehow Kansas City, if Mahomes doesn't play the next 2 weeks, can split the Green Bay, Minnesota back-to-back, they will be dancing in the streets, absolutely dancing in the streets. Because if they could somehow find a way to win one of those two against those two, oh, that would be huge for the Kansas City team. And the other part is Matt Moore is going to be your quarterback. Who's going to back him up? Do you bring a Kyle Shermer up from the practice squad? Do you go out and try and get a veteran? You know the next name you're going to hear is
– Colin Kaepernick.
Ding, 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 ding. There's your winner.
Bring him on.
And look, we use Kaepernick's name for everything. We know that. But in this case, I think if we dig a little bit deeper, there actually might be precedent for it. Because when Michael Vick came back from the dogfighting, where did he end up? Philadelphia with
Andy Reid.
Kansas City hasn't exactly been shy about signing guys who have had rough paths. Tyreek Hill coming out in the draft, a lot of people took him off their board. Kansas City drafted him and have kept him through the controversy even this year when many thought they were going to let him go after the latest incident. They did not. So this is a place that if there's going to be a spot, this potentially could be it. And I know we throw it out each and every time, but I think this time it's not just throwing a name up on the wall. There actually is, when you look at history and you look at who's running that team, the potential for that actually happening.
Well, they not only decided to stick with Tyreek, they extended him for 3 years, right?
Yeah, so,
and then exactly. maybe even took advantage of it and got him at a discount based on his reputation at the time. So some dirty business going on with the Chiefs.
Well, never let it be said that there's not a business aspect to the NFL, too, right? You know, it's like the old movie North Dallas 40, which I'm old enough to actually remember. It's a great scene where a player is confronting a coach, and he says, "Coach, every time I say it's a game, you tell me it's a business. Every time I say it's a business, you tell me it's a game."
That's the best coaches. They keep you uneasy. They keep you on your toes. Okay, so we saw in the press conference after the game last night that someone asked Andy Reid, "Hey, man, do you regret sending Mahomes on a quarterback sneak based on the result, the injury, the kneecap dislocation?" We're kind of split here on the show. There's two guys that are saying, hey, use someone else for these short yardage plays. And then two of us, myself included, are saying, yeah, but it's Mahomes. You don't tell Cam Newton that he's sitting out for this one to try and get his 1 yard touchdown. Where do you stand on that?
Well, they actually did with Cam to start the season. Remember, they
this
ran that
year,
crazy
but not in
play.
Not when he was younger, though. Yeah.
No, not when he was younger, but Cam also was hurt, so they didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And was Patrick Mahomes not hurt coming into this game?
It's a light ankle sprain, Charles.
Yeah, I understand that. But with that franchise and that guy, I protect him as much as possible. While I was watching the game last night, I checked into my hotel, and my colleague Troy Aikman, I think the previous series, they had talked about, you know, short yardage, what do you do, whatever. And Troy said, look, I can tell you from experience, those quarterback sneaks look easy, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, but when you get down in that pile, a lot goes on. In the very next series, they ran that play, and a lot went on, and Patrick Mahomes is out. Now, I'm not saying you never do it. Tom Brady does it, healthy, all that. If Mahomes is fully healthy, I have no issue with it. But going into it, you know he's got an ankle sprain. You know you're trying to limit some of the stuff he's doing anyway. I would have to have run a different play. I would have run my running back on that one. That's not a second guess. That's an easy first guess. You don't even have the quarterback sneak on your play sheet when you've got a quarterback with a bad ankle.
Charles, we used to be friends.
yeah, I know. Listen, it's a sweet party, and I will regret this to my dying day, and I will work to try and get back in your good graces. But for today, we will agree to disagree.
Be 40 people inside the house. Tunes will be jamming, and you'll be knocking on the door and ringing the doorbell. Let me in. No chance.
That will be me. That will be me. With flowers and candy.
I was going to say food and flowers. You know the drill.
With Charles Davis.
On bended knee.
Where are you this week, Charles? What game are you doing?
I'm in Atlanta.
I'm sorry.
The Rams in Atlanta. Yeah, thank you. And, you know, the funny part about it is, of course, when you get your schedules and the way our schedules are doled out, they're doled out X amount of weeks at a time, depending on what time of year. So in the early part of the season, we get a good number of games that we know we're going to do. And then as the season goes on, it starts to cut down. We'll go to every 2 weeks to make sure we get the right matchups. When we got this game, this looked like a heck of a ball game. We're like, whoa, yeah, cool. The high-flying Rams. Atlanta's going to bounce back from last year. Dan Quinn's taking over the defense. I think Atlanta's going to contend with New Orleans for the NFC South. This is going to be great. Can't. What? What is going on out here? The Rams have lost three straight. They could barely move the ball against San Francisco. Atlanta's lost five. You know, they've lost four of the last five, including a game where the extra point gets missed. I mean, you just go right on down the line. And Atlanta, their head coach Dan Quinn took over their defense to be their defensive coordinator because they were bad. They have not gotten better. And it's been a major surprise to me and probably a lot of us watching. We thought Atlanta would be better this year. Offense, they're still lighting it up. Defense, they can't stop anyone. And the Rams, that's gotten to be very strange out there. Can't quite figure it out. But at least Jalen Ramsey got traded, so we got something else to talk about come Sunday. So I'm excited about that.
Well, the thing with Ramsey is that he's the big piece of news, but he's a defensive player, Charles. There are now questions being asked about Jared Goff. And yep. Is Jared Goff, I mean, he's being paid like one, but is he an elite NFL quarterback? Where do you come down on it?
He's got to prove it to us, because if you look at the record, and you know, we can make numbers do whatever we want, right? But you remember how they were just steaming through things. Well, you go back to December of last year, and we're kind of doing the line of demarcation about the time Todd Gurley started to show signs that maybe the knee wasn't quite right. Their record is 8-6 since then. Remember, they went 13-3 last year. I think they started out, 11-0 or somewhere in that neighborhood. He's 8-6. His numbers are way down. And quarterback rating, which I can't figure out if I brought in my best friend from MIT, but still, his quarterback rating has dropped 20 points from that time frame. And the only bigger drop from last year to this year is Baker Mayfield in quarterback rating. So a lot is going on there, and I attribute a lot of it to two things. One, offensive line is not the same. Last year, every guy that they had in the offensive line made every start during the season, so they had continuity. This year, they started out with two new guys. Now it's going to be three after the latest injury of Joseph Noteboom. So you've got all that that's going on up front, and Todd Gurley is not Todd Gurley. And if Todd Gurley is not carrying the football and eating up carries and allowing Jared Goff to throw off a play action, it changes their offense. It changes Jared Goff. So I want to see if he can make the adjustment, if their offense can make the adjustment, because at this point, even if Gurley plays on Sunday, I don't believe he's the Todd Gurley of old, and they have to continue to adjust and evolve that offense in order to figure out how best to run it for Jared Goff.
With Charles Davis, because the Ramsey acquisition – they trade, among other things, two first-rounders in 20 and 2021. And,
yes.
Charles, I don't know how you feel about it, but that's why you're here. I'm hoping you'll share. 49ers and Seahawks are two pretty good football teams. So
yes. If
you told me the Rams are the best team in the NFC West, even if their record doesn't suggest it, I'm sure you could sell me on that. If you told me that they're the third best team in the NFC West, which they are right now based on record, you could definitely sell me on that too. Like, they have decided, post losses to both the Seahawks and 49ers, to go all in on the now. Because with what they have given up in trades for Ramsey and in recent years, Like, this is shaping up to be the 49ers and Seahawks and maybe the Cardinals, if they ever get it the hell figured out. The 49ers and Seahawks and maybe the Cardinals division a couple of years from now. Like, if this doesn't work out for this incarnation of the Rams team, I don't know when it will.
Excellent point. They are a live for the now franchise with how they're doing things. Now, if we sat with them, like you said, could we sell each other on different things? If I sat with Les Snead, their GM, and Kevin Demoff, their team president, and we went over all these moves as you just outlined, I'm quite sure they could sell me that they're okay for the future, but it doesn't feel that way. What it feels like is we're trying to get this thing done now. Remember the moves last year, right? Mm-hmm. Bringing in Marcus Peters, they did all of those things, and it paid off because they did get to the Super Bowl. Now they want to get over the hump and win the Super Bowl. So here comes another major move. Now, Marcus Peters had to go. That helps them in getting Ramsey because it clears space. We can go through all those things. They're definitely about now. I don't think there's any way to question that. And there's nothing wrong with that because you and I, but we all know that building for the future thing in the NFL isn't quite the same as it was when we were kids. All right, with that 5-year plan, no one's around for 5 years if the plan's not working. You have to make things work quicker. That's what the Rams are trying to do. That's what they're trying to get done. Someone did say to me, and I thought it before they even said it, it reeks a little bit of desperation because they have put so much into trying to get back to that Super Bowl that they're not willing to let that go and take a step back and say, okay, maybe next year. No, we're trying to press it right now. Let's see if Jalen Ramsey can bring that kind of juice to a defense. As you said, he's a corner. Will a corner have that much effect on your defense that everything jumps up, you're galvanized, you play better, blah, 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 blah? Truthfully, the defense hasn't been that bad. They only gave up 311 yards to San Francisco. Offense just can't move the ball, and that's what's been the stunner for them.
Well, and you also don't want to stink moving into that new palace, right? I mean, that's the other thing.
Listen, you need – oh, that is such a great point because you're in Los Angeles, okay? L.A. has always been the same. We've known it forever. If you're good, people will show up. If you're bad, they got plenty of other things to do. It's that simple. The market's too big. There's too many other things. Oh, my God, look at the weather. Let's go surfing. We're out. And that's the end of it. So if you don't come with star power, if you don't do it, look, I've said for years, and I know I'm right. When the Lakers were the Showtime Lakers and winning, and the place was going crazy, and the city loved them, I said, tell you what, if these Lakers played with Hubie Brown as their head coach and played half court and still won at the same rate, the enthusiasm wouldn't have been there. Because the fans need to be entertained as well. They need it all. They need you to be good. They need to do it with flair. And if you don't do it with both, you're not getting the same backing. So I think your point is well taken. Moving into that new palace. And by the way, the Rams are driving everything. The Chargers are moving in as well. And it's almost like no one knows or cares that the Chargers are moving in too.
Man, the Chargers aren't any good right now either. With Charles Davis, before we get you out of here, Charles, the Bills host the Dolphins on Sunday. And I can't remember the last time a 4-1 Bills team had a home date on a Sunday afternoon in October, and we said it's like automatic they're going to 5-1. And that's
how about that?
You know, the Dolphins are just that bad.
Yeah.
Buffalo, though, the AFC is generally weak. The wild card spots are wide, wide open. Buffalo's the lead dog on that front. Where are you with this Bills team?
I'll be surprised if they don't make the playoffs. I actually would be very surprised if they don't, because their defense travels. And what I mean by travels, week in, week out, you can count on them to be pretty darn good on D. As you said, it's wide open in the AFC. So teams that we thought were going to be there fighting, some of them aren't going to be there, I don't think. The Chargers, unless they do one of those patented Charger moves where all of a sudden they've won 10 in a row, they sure look like that's going to be a struggle this year, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And we thought they would be a heck of a team when the season began. If you go to the AFC North, they're just beating the heck out of each other. And maybe they're going to get one out of it, I think. I'm not sure they're going to get a second team. So down the line, I like Buffalo to really contend hard for a playoff spot. We know that New England runs the division until further notice. That's not going to change, but that's okay. Get in as a wild card, and they can cause some damage. That team is a team a lot of people don't want a game plan for. And you're right. Mark it down as a W, and somewhere, Lou Saban is like, Where was this when I was coaching, when the Dolphins were winning whatever number in a row against me? Where was this when I gave those great pregame speeches? You know, you can get it done. You can get it done. What's more, you got to get it done. And guess what? They didn't get it done that day. So that's what you were dealing with the old Dolphins-Bills rivalry. In this case, it's time for the Bills to take control firmly and just move forward. They should be 5-1 when it's all over.
Love it, Charles. Enjoy your weekend in Atlanta.
Thank you, guys. You take care of yourselves. We'll talk soon, and the flowers are on their way.